Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today, coming to you from Mumias, Kenya. It's bright and sunny today, about 90 degrees, and we have pretty much gone into the dry season, maybe a few occasional showers the first couple of weeks of January, but we're pretty much into the dry season. We had tremendous rains in September, October, November, and December. Unprecedented rains here for West Kenya and lots of flooding, not in my particular town, but throughout West Kenya and in other places, Northwest Kenya and other places where it is not customary to have this excessive amount of rain. And so there was lots of floodings, lots of villages where houses washed away, people washed away. And so we thank God it's now starting to dry out just a little bit, and the rains are diminishing. They will be over within a week or two at the latest. So just to give you an update on things that are happening here in Kenya with the ministry, we have been blessed this last year. We preached five or six crusades. One was very small in Manyala, just a local village here, but we did five big crusades, and then the Manyala crusade, we did a big crusade in Kisi at Ogembo, and we had over the 4 days, we had several thousand, maybe 10, 20,000 people there, and then we did a big crusade in Mbeya in Tanzania, down near the Zambia border, and we did a five-day crusade there. We had probably close to 80 to 100,000 people there over the 5 days, and then I went over to Kirundo in Burundi and did a three-day crusade over there. We had about 20,000 people there over the 3 days, and then also I did a crusade in Mumias, which was not well attended, probably several thousand over the 4 days. But Mumias is a Muslim stronghold. There are many mosques in this town. Just within a 10-minute walk of where I live, there's probably five or six mosques. And so this is the Muslim capital of West Kenya. And many of the people here, I would say 50% of the people here, maybe more in Mumias, are Muslim. And then out in Makunda, where we have the Living Water Children's Home and our Living Water Church, that region, that village, is about 70 or 80% Muslim. And so this is where the Lord has planted me to help bring down this stronghold of Islam here in West Kenya. And so we have plans in the next year to hopefully start a 24/7 house of prayer here in Mumias, where we can be praying at the start at least 2 to 3 days a week, 24/7, and then eventually take it to 7 days a week. And so that is a future project. I will also be going back to Tanzania and Burundi this coming year to preach crusades, and possibly over to Asia. The Lord has shown me He wants me to go to Asia, to Pakistan and India. And so I may be going over there this year if we can get everything arranged. And so news from the Living Water Church. We have a big, vibrant church going out there. We have 50 to 60 adults that are members of the church and about 80 children coming. And we are very crowded. We're meeting in the children's home at this time, and we're very crowded. And so we just recently purchased a little plot of land close to the children's home, where we plan to expand and build another church, a freestanding church, and we'll have a little home for the pastor there where the church is. And so there's going to be a shift from the children's home for the church to a place about 200 yards away, and we'll have a freestanding church there where we'll be able to expand and double or triple the size of our church. So that is an exciting development. Just happened this last week. And also we have a ongoing situation with the children's home. We have applied for registration, and we have yet to receive registration as a children's home. All the children's homes in Kenya are stopped. All the registrations are stopped at this time while policy is being written. and rules and regulations are being written. There is a movement in Kenya to move children out of homes into individual family settings like the American style foster care. And so I don't know if we're going to get registered, but we'll be making a decision on that. Probably within the next 3 months, we'll be making a decision. And if we don't get registered by the 3 month time limit, we will probably shift and go to a primary school, grades 1 through 8. And we'll have a lot of customers because there's no good Christian school out in that whole area. It's a big area, and we have no Christian schools out there. And so that is going to be an opportunity for us. If we decide not to open a children's home in that facility, we'll have a primary school, and it will be ready to go by the summer or fall. And so that is the news from the ministry. I ask you to pray for the ministry. I ask you to keep us in your prayers and make a donation to help the ministry. This isn't about me. I live very simply. I live very humbly. I still walk and take Boda Boda, little motorbikes, all over Kenya when I go. If I need to fly, I go to Kisumu and get a airplane to Nairobi. We're about 10 hours by bus from Nairobi, or 1 hour by plane flight. But if I need to go somewhere else, that's what I do. I go to Kisumu, get a plane, go to Nairobi, and then fly to East Africa or back to Europe from there. So that is my life. My life is dedicated to Jesus. I hope yours is too. And so that is the story of the ministry now as we look forward to 2020 and even greater things in the years to come. Well, we're crossing over. Now we have crossed. It's into the first week in January. And we look back and there's things we could have done better. There's things we'd like to do better. And I hope each and every one of you has resolve and a plan and a way to go forward into the things that God wants you to do. And so this is a story of Joshua also. It's a great book about going over, crossing over into the promised land. And the children of Israel, to set the scene, had been out in the wilderness area for 40 years, walking around, walking in circles, camping in places. The Lord wasn't going to let them into the promised land until all of the older generation, the doubters, the unbelievers, passed away out in the wilderness area. And so there was only three left of that original generation, three of the elders left, Moses and Joshua and Caleb. And God had told Moses that he was not going to allow him to go into the promised land. So Moses then died in the wilderness before the children crossed over. So now we're down to just Caleb and Joshua, the two people who spied out the land before they started walking through the wilderness area. God sent the spies to spy out the land. 10 of them came back with a bad report. Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report, and they said, we can take that promised land. We can go in there. Our God is with us. He is big enough, and he is able to take care of the giants, and so we are going to go into the promised land. And God rewarded them for their faith and rewarded them for their belief by allowing them to go into the promised land. By this time, they're probably, I know Caleb was 85 when he finally got his land, so they're probably in their 80s by now. And so God is turning over the reins of leading the Israelites into the promised land to Joshua and Caleb. In verse 1 in Joshua chapter 1, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. And so I'm going to stop right there and talk about these last two verses. God says, Moses, my servant, is dead. And so therefore now arise, go over the Jordan. That was the passing of the mantle from Moses to Joshua. And so just to think about our lives, many times we are dependent on other people. Many times we have mentors. Many times we have people that we look up to, maybe our own father, our own mother, our own brothers or sisters or elders in the church, pastors. There are people we always look up to that get taken out of our life, and that some of them go on to their heavenly reward. Some of them move away and don't have the impact that they did in our life. Some of them go to a different job, a different city, whatever. But each and every one of you have to take a look at your life and say, okay, this is 2020. How do I need to step up in 2020? Maybe somebody has gone from my life that I depended on. Maybe somebody has passed away. Just recently, I had a feeling that the mantle for evangelists all over the world was going to be passed on, because Reinhard Bonnke had passed away just a month or so ago. Reinhard Bonnke was an evangelist in Africa that led 78 million people to the Lord Jesus in his crusades. He preached crusades all over the world, but primarily in Africa. Over a 30-some year period of time, he was here laboring in the vineyard in Africa. He went to just about every country. He was in Kenya many times, Tanzania. He was in Uganda, all over. Some of the greatest crusades he ever preached were in Nigeria, where he had millions of people come to the Lord Jesus. In a period of time of just 2 or 3 years, he saw 30 or 40 million people come to the Lord in his crusades in Nigeria. And so Reinhard Bonnke passed away. He was in Florida and passed away just a month ago. And so now I have a feeling that the mantle that Reinhard Bonnke was carrying has been now transferred to evangelists all over the world, especially those of us who labor here in Africa. Crusades, outdoor meetings are a very big part of the tradition. Here in Africa, it's one of the primary ways that people come to know the Lord Jesus. Even Muslims will come to the outdoor crusades. You don't need a building, you don't need a tent, you just need a platform and a sound system, and you get up and you preach and you bring worship teams together, and people will come. It's a great African tradition, partly because we have the nice weather here, the tropical weather, but also people are just used to being in the outdoors. People love to be in the outdoors here. They don't spend too much time inside their houses. And so Africa tradition says that you have to have crusades if you want to reach a lot of people. And so that is the mantle that has been passed. Moses, my servant, is dead, and so now it is time for Joshua to step up and take over where Moses had gone before and lead the children of Israel into the promised land. Well, beloved, just let me tell you a little testimony. I had to leave just about all of my friends. I had to leave my family to come to Africa. God showed me this is where he wanted me to be. I wasn't here because this was somebody's good idea or it's a great place to be. Most Americans dread to come to Africa, and for plenty good reason. There's lots of mosquitoes here. There's lots of sickness. There's lots of cholera and all kinds of illnesses. There's lots of violence. There's militants, Al-Shabaab and Boko Haram, and all kinds of crazy things go on here. The food isn't all that great. There's a lot of sanitary problems with the food and the water. And so this isn't the first place on most people's list to come to visit. But when God gives you a call, just as he did me, you have a choice to make. And maybe Moses has left your life. Maybe Moses has died or gone on. Now it is up to you. And some of you, you know God is calling you to do something higher and greater in your life in 2020. You've been putting it off. You've been kicking the can down the road and saying, well, I'm not ready to do that. I'm not ready to do that. When God keeps calling you, the window is open and there's a door of opportunity for you to go, but you hesitate. And you're attached sentimentally to somebody or something that you don't need to be attached to. And when God calls you, beloved, When you say yes, get in the habit of saying yes when you say yes. You can't imagine the blessings that are going to be there for you. The 30, 60, and 100-fold blessings that will be for you when you leave your family, leave your farm, leave your business, leave your occupation. I'm not saying separate from your wife or divorce your wife. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is when you are called to go to a higher place, to a higher level, and leave those things that are important to you, you always have to give up something to go higher in the kingdom. And so this is God's plan for you. It was His plan for me. Even this day here in Africa, He's calling me to give up things so that I can go higher and spread the gospel more and look more like Jesus in my life. Well, Joshua 1:3, He says, "Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses." And so when you are working for the Lord, when your feet are committed, blessed on the mountain are the feet of those that bring good news. It tells us in Isaiah, blessed on the mountain are the feet of those that bring good news. When you are bringing the good news and taking the good news to the ends of the earth, and you are being obedient to the Lord to go into all the nations, when you walk, when you step, every step that you take, every place that the sole of your foot treads upon, you can take for the kingdom of God. Beloved, when I walk here in Mumias, I pray for the people in Mumias. You heard me say there's many mosques in this town. I pray for the Muslims here that they will come to the light. I greet the people on the highway. I greet the people on the sidewalk. I want them to see the light of Jesus in me. And I believe that where I step, just as we put that church out there in Makunda, in a Muslim village, I believe that God had a plan for us to be there. It was the third piece of property that we tried to buy, and this four-acre shamba, a four-acre little farm we have out there, it was the third piece of property that we tried to buy, and the only one where the deed was clean, and we were able to get it bought. And so God wanted us there in that little village of Makunda, which is 80% Muslim. He wanted us there to be a light of Jesus Christ. And wherever we go out there, we walk through that village just about every day, praying for people, just coming and going. We walk, and where the tread of our soul is, we believe that God is going to provide for us to take that village. And every Muslim out there, his knee will eventually bow, her knee will eventually bow, and the children will eventually bow to the Lord Jesus. And we can teach them, we can pray with them, we can encourage them, and they will see the truth of the one true living God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Well, verse 5 in Joshua 1, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you." Some of you are lonely. I know loneliness is a big problem in America. It's a big problem everywhere. People here are lonely. And so many people jump into relationships that they have no business being in. Loneliness is a big problem. It causes people to drink. It causes people to take drugs. It causes people to commit suicide. But the Lord said to Joshua, "I will not leave you nor forsake you." And no man, no enemy, he's saying no man, he's saying no enemy, shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I will not leave you nor forsake you. And so we all have enemies. We all have people that curse us. Some of our family don't like us. Some of our even church people don't like us. Many people in the church curse each other. And that's not God's plan. That's not God's will, but it happens. And people have enemies. People have mountains in their life. There are people that are jealous and try to tear other people down. There are people that are envious and speak curses against each other. Here in Kenya, we have witch doctors in every village. Sometimes the villages are so saturated with witch doctors that their children are, in a sense, retarded. The businesses are, in a sense, retarded. Nothing grows. Nothing happens. No prosperity. People just stay in the same cultural mud, you might say, the same cultural ditch or track, and nothing ever progresses. and everybody has problems with all kinds of infirmity. People die young, die early, die before their destiny is fulfilled. And so the Lord is telling Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And just as God spoke this over Joshua, he believes the same for you. He speaks the same for you. He knew your destiny. He knew your calling. He knew what he wanted you to be. Even before you were born, God spoke over you your destiny, and he wants to see it come to pass. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, faithful is he who calls you, and he will see it come to pass, or he will do it. God has a plan for your life. It's planned to prosper you and not to harm you. It's a plan with a hope and a future. And when the devil tries to get in the way of that plan, God says, no man will stand against you. No man will stand before you. With the power of Jesus in your life, with the power of God in your life, the Holy Spirit to give you counsel, to give you direction, and to give you comfort. Beloved, you can accomplish the things in your life that God wants you to accomplish. You can prosper. You can be in good standing with your fellow men. You can be in good standing with God. Your life can start to look like the life of Jesus. And that is God's plan for your life. That is his plan. And I pray that that will come to pass this year. Well, I'm going to close up here in verse 6. Where God says to Joshua, be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. So 40 some years before, the Lord spoke to the fathers of the children of Israel, these ones that were going into the promised land. He spoke to them. He said, I'm going to give you this land. This land that belongs to seven tribes that are wicked people. God says, this is going to be your land. It's a good land, land of milk and honey. And he says, be strong and very courageous, because this land is going to be yours. And all you have to do is be strong and courageous and go in and take this land that has been given to you. Take possession of it. And this was the word that God spoke to Joshua as they were preparing to cross the Jordan River. Well, beloved, I believe God has land for you. I believe he has territory for you. I believe that he has an inheritance for you. The Holy Spirit is given to us as a down payment for our inheritance. Our main inheritance is going to be in heaven for all eternity with Jesus Christ, and to abide with him and the angels and our friends and family that have gone on before us. But I believe God has a plan for us here on this earth. He has an inheritance for us. He wants us to walk in his glory and taste heaven while we are here on this earth. And beloved, I believe that is his plan for you, that you can go across the Jordan and into the promised land. You don't have to go by yourself. There's other people to help you. There are many, many Christians that are going to go with you, that are walking with the Holy Spirit, that are dedicated to living their life for Jesus. And so I believe that is God's plan for you. I believe he wants you to walk into the promised land, take possession of your inheritance, and 2020 is going to be a better year for you than any year you have ever seen in your life. Well, beloved, if you do not know Jesus Christ, your walk starts, your passage across the Jordan River starts by accepting Jesus, by saying, yes, Jesus, I want to serve you. I want to know you as my Lord and Savior. I want my life to turn around, and you can do that. You can have salvation. You just need to get down on your knees and repent of your sins. It doesn't matter what you've done, how much you've been in the pig pen or how much you've wallowed in the dirt. You get down on your knees, repent of your sins. You know what you have done wrong that have separated you from God, separated you from your fellow man. And when you get down on your knees and say, Lord, I want you to forgive me of my sins. I repent of my wrongdoing. I speak against those things that are of the devil in my life. And I want Jesus, I want you to come into my life and take over my life and to lead me into the promised land. If you will do that today, let me know that you have made that decision. Pureprairie@hotmail.com. and let me know. We can give you some encouragement with some materials to start you on your walk with the Lord, and we would be happy and rejoice with the angels in heaven if you would make that decision. This is a listener-supported radio ministry. Gather the Outcast has been on the radio now for close to 15 years, and we thank the Lord for that. We are a listener-supported radio ministry. Gather the Outcast ministry in Africa is supported by the love offerings, the donations of people who believe in this ministry, and I thank God for that. I praise the Lord, and you can be a part of that. You can be part of supporting this radio broadcast ministry and the projects in Africa. Just stay tuned for contact information. We would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.